The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life
with guitar,
and we're back. 9:33 BC. I'm topping the mic up. Holy shit! Let's get it. Let's get everything under control here. 9:33 BC. What's that? 100 minus 33, 70, 67 episodes. Oh shit! Speaker's going down, bros. I'm just going to pause it. 9:33 BC, guys. Guess who's back? Back again. We'll wait. We'll wait on that. Today, on the show, Blake Scala, Jared Helfer, and the return of Trevor Austin. What? Yeah. We'll see. We need to do more and more pods, so I think it's good having Trev back. I think he was out east, and dope. We get to have him on now, bruh. Right? Blake, Jared, always a pleasure. Jared's fully vaxxed. He's out and about. Blake also. So I think we're getting a pretty good regular crew here. Oh, we got another one coming up. Let's see who we got. I think Sky's going to be on soon. It's not important, guys. What is important is that I should probably be making more episodes. I think we can all agree with that. Send me some hate mail. unopenedemail@yahoo.com. What do we have for a sponsor today? Oh, yes. Today's sponsor is for the Yinzers out there, okay? This is a public golf course. Grand View Golf Course. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Looks out over Kennywood. Looks out over a steel mill. Looks out over a bunch of sweet bridges and a river. I mean, it's a real Americana down there in the valley. Grandview Golf Club. It's public. And the food's good, dude. There's like a steakhouse attached to it. It's really just the clubhouse. I don't know why they call it something else. Point is, food's good. View's good. Golf's good. Lots of Pennsylvania rolling hills. So if you're in Pittsburgh... Some of you guys aren't, but if you come, I wonder if they rent clubs. I don't know. Either way, go golf. I lost my lob wedge. I've got a couple high-quality clubs, you know, a real ragtag bag. I've got a real ragtag bag of clubs. I bought them all, like, this one, that one, from, like, Played Against Sports and stuff like that. And I lost my Ping Zing. I grabbed my putter and my lob, going up to the green, obviously. Forgot the lob. So anyway, I leave a note. I say, hey, calls me if you find this club. It's a pretty specific club. It says Ping Zing on the side. Not a lot of them like it. And they calls me the next day. They say, hey, we found your club, bruh. And I was like, hell yeah. What a stand-up group of folks. Somebody brings it in, you know what I mean? So then I go to get my club. But guess what happened? Said, oh, your buddy who golfed with you came and picked it up. Well, who's the guy who golfed with me? Trevor. Trevor was the guy who golfed with me at Grandview Golf Club for today's project. Not in any way affiliated with, but ecstatic with Grandview Golf Club. The point being is, I called Trevor and I says, hey, they're saying that you came and picked up my golf club? And he says, no, bro. Why would I do something nice? And he didn't. He didn't do that for me. No, it would have just been more confusing if he did. Because in this case, it was confusing. Some other dude had also lost a lob wedge. And his buddy come, pick it up, and grab mine. Either way, they called me again later. The guy returned it. This is the type of people we're talking to here at Grandview Golf Course in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Looks over Kennywood. What neighborhood's that? Near Forest Hills. Anyway, So that's an honest guy. The guy who's a golfer, he goes, not my club. Nicer than my club. That's right. Clubs are better than I am at golf. Anyway, go golf. It's summer, and it's fun. And it's better than frolf. I used to frolf dudes. Not as good. Not going to lie. Okay. That's enough. With no further ado, let's get into today's segment with Jared Helfer, Trevor Austin, and Blake Scala.
Yeah, the Dr. Phil thing.
Did you see that?
Beautiful.
I didn't see it, but I seen it. I seen like things written about it or whatever.
Oh, you've never like seen the tape?
But I assume that he's like, what are you talking about, Dr. Phil? Like, bum fights is basically your brand, like, metaphorically. Wouldn't he?
Yeah, well, what he really did that was great is he came out dressed as Dr. Phil.
Yes, which was great.
He shaved his head to look like Dr. Phil's and had a mustache and a suit that was much cheaper than Dr. Phil's.
But I'm hoping that's what his message was. His message was, is, what are you talking about? You're also peddling smut, you stupid fucking...
No, man, I like Dr. Phil. Of the day, of the daytime trash, Dr. Phil's the best.
You like Doc?
Mr. Phil?
Mr. Phil?
I refuse to call him doctor. That's a hard stance Jared has.
I don't recognize his fucking degree. It's an honorary doctorate, and it's from a clown college.
What does he have a doctorate in?
I think TV.
Yeah, just being a boss.
He's a master.
He's a master TV-er.
Yeah.
Masters.
I think he's got something. He's probably
he had his master's.
Therapist or
he kept going.
You can be a family therapist if you take like a weekend course.
Yeah, we should do that.
I'm in,
dude. Yeah, and then we could become teletherapists for like what's the ones that always
we don't have what it takes.
Hey, no, no, we can give ill. We can give bad advice to people.
Yeah, but Dr. Phil does it in such a way. I mean,
that's true. We're not Dr. Phil.
He's been on the air for
40
years. We just
need to do
years.
His accent. We just need to do like...
It's not whoa. About the act. Do you know his... you know what I hate the most about Dr. Phil? Is his bitch wife.
Oh, Mrs. Phil.
So you don't even hate
Dr. Robin.
The lady Phil.
Robin. Dude, she's the worst. You can tell she bitched her way onto
is
the
her
show.
Name Robin Phil?
Robin McGraw.
Is and McGraw his? Is
every
his, is
episode,
his real name Dr. McGraw.
Every episode,
oh.
Or Mr. McGraw.
Every episode, they'll randomly cut to her, and like she'll just be making a facial reaction, like "Oh my goodness!" And it's so unnecessary.
Yeah,
and you can tell like she wasn't on the show for like the first 10 years, and you can tell she was just at home bitching until he put her on.
She's the show. On the show.
She's on the show regularly.
I didn't know that
for no reason.
I didn't
she
know
contributes
that.
Nothing.
How often do you watch Dr. Phil?
Wait, she just
I watch
sits
Phil,
there and just does faces?
It's pretty much, like, man. And then she'll come out and peddle
and
some
Dr.
skin
Phil.
Cream.
Oh, okay.
Thing. And she says she's never had a facial surgery, but her face
Phil
is made
cream.
Out of plastic.
Yeah.
Phil cream.
This is my
how
Phil
come Dr.
cream.
Yeah, how come Dr. Phil doesn't have his own signature line of products, dude?
He should have a cream.
Does he?
I think he has creams, yeah. Well, Robin McGraw
I want him to have
stuff.
Bluetooth.
He is a creams guy.
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil Blue Chew.
That'd be great.
That'd be great, dude. His head on the bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Condoms with his face on it.
Just says, okay, or whatever on the
and
back.
And your pubes are the mustache.
Buckle up, okay.
There's probably Dr. Phil ecstasy pills out there somewhere.
Yeah, and Xanax.
Ooh.
No. Just
no,
come
no.
with
just
specific print.
He is like the... like, oh yeah, what is his drug? If he was a drug, what would it be?
You got to use the microphone too,
Trevor. If he was a drug, yeah, I can hear myself in the phones.
Okay.
I feel like I'm louder than everyone else.
Yeah.
I usually am.
You also can hear yourself,
okay.
Like through your skull, through your mouth hole.
This is true.
There you go.
Yeah.
If Dr. Hearing. Phil was a drug, what drug would Dr. Phil be? Valium? Yeah, I guess you were right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't take enough drugs to know Phil.
He'd probably be like,
you know,
K2.
K2.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Fake bake. Some of that spice.
Yeah.
He'd be ketamine or something.
You do
like
enough
that.
Of it.
Ketamine is
like
dope,
this.
Dude. What daytime Hawks talk show host would be ketamine?
Maury?
Well, ketamine, doesn't it like make
no.
you sane in like 10 minutes
he's
or something
coke,
like that?
Dude.
Judge Judy.
I don't
maybe.
Know. People go into a K-hole, so it like knocks them on their ass, right?
Steve
you
Wilkos.
Know ketamine?
No, what happens while they're in there? What happens?
No.
It's got to be Steve Wilkos, dude. That show's so boring, dude.
Yeah, Steve Wilkos is the ketamine of talk shows.
Steve. Yeah, dude. He just gets in the way of everything, and then it's boring.
Yeah.
Well, Maury now is just what? Straight paternity test.
Yeah, it's definitely you are not this.
And that's it. And it used to be Teenage Boot Camp, which is my favorite of all of them. I love that.
I don't know what Teenage Boot Camp
is. When the teenagers are acting up and then they send them to a boot camp and yell at them and straighten them out. There's nothing better.
It's like straight up stolen.
I wonder how those teens are doing now.
They should follow up. Maury follows up with them and they're all fucked.
I'm sure the majority of them are fucked. They dig these kids out of holes.
But they're all in the military. Have started a new boot camp. Maybe. You know what I
mean? They're now hustling the hustle that hustled them.
They work at the boot camp.
It's like those people who give life advice who drive cars that are shit. You know what I mean?
They all work at Subway and are falling asleep on fentanyl.
40% of pedophiles, for sure.
Yeah. Realistic,
That's what they're
realistically, doing. Subway seems about right.
I get a beer.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Cool. Hopefully the banquet beer is good for you.
That is... I feel like... Fucking you feel starting like a, feel like a dinner with this one.
Coors. Those are signature cans too by some sort of artist, so
I need some shrimp cocktail. Something like that. Some old shrimp cocktail.
Old.
Yeah.
Everyone knows shrimp gets better with age.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's
you got to put them in a barrel though. A lot of people don't realize that.
Shrimp is a fine wine. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
That's what you're asking. Just gets good. Have you ever eaten old shrimp?
No.
You
got to try it, man.
It's a delicacy.
Yeah. No idea what this man's talking about.
I'm out on that.
This podcast is off to a weird start.
It always is with Jared. I miss seeing you guys every day, though, so it feels good to be back.
Yeah, man.
Jared's back, too, man. I mean, he's been vaccinated and he's out and about.
Yeah.
Have you been vaccinated? Well, I shouldn't ask.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not going to ask because that's rude.
Everyone knows that I'm not putting that voodoo in my body. Dude. I'm worried I'm going to catch the vaccine from you, dude. I want 6 feet, dude. I want the 6 feet from the vaccinated, dude.
I'm going to wait at least a year, I think.
They're going to be Manchurian candidates, dude. You're going to all just start murdering politicians.
I was thinking, how funny would it be if we all just died? You guys are right.
Would that be sweet? I mean, I don't want to see anybody die, but I also like being right.
If they realize it's going to happen, and it's like, oh, all the vaccine people have 2-3 weeks.
And then you're gonna die. And they're all like,
my bad. Oops. Turned into Bill Gates super soldiers.
That was my whole thing with it. I took the fucking one that got recalled the next day.
Nice. But, that's the one I want.
That's exactly the kind of thing I was thinking about, because I was just about to take it and I see some shit like, oh, vaccine may cause heavier periods or something. I'm like, did they just find this out? What else are they going to just find out?
Yeah. Dude, that's the thing.
Plus, your flow is so heavy already.
Next day, you find out that you can't have kids.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Dude, that's the whole point.
That's what I'm
saying. Never mind. I can't.
Dude, I'm on board. I believe that.
They're sterilizing us.
I think it's possible that there's I shouldn't say that it's possible to sterilize us, but I would say that to watch the children of people who've been vaccinated be born is probably a good point to measure whether or not it had an effect on them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do the kids who are born from these people have any differences from other people's kids?
Yeah, that'd be. I'm sure we'll
find out. We're never gonna know. Who gives?
What if they got flippers thalidomide babies and some shit?
Let it burn. The whole thing's a shit show. There's no answers, dude. There's no answers.
Well, how about polio? What do you think about that? This relationship to the polio vaccine?
Jonas Salk's a piece of shit.
My understanding is he was a rapist.
Oh, he had to have been.
I think all the problems we have today
are because we didn't let
polio wipe out all the people that were supposed to die from polio.
And if we keep appreciating the polio vaccine, then we're supporting rapists.
Wait.
So we've got to stop giving this vaccine. You can't take them.
Jonas Salk hiding?
Hold on, you can die from polio?
I don't know. I think you can die.
I just thought you got sweet crutches out of the deal.
I don't know. I honestly don't.
Those polio crutches are the shit.
Yeah, you get a servant when you get polio because you need somebody to push you around in your chair.
No, you don't even need a chair. You just get those arm extenders.
Oh, the ones with the forearms?
Yeah, they're the best.
Like the Mary ones.
Yeah.
Those are fine.
I think some people die from it for sure.
Well, good.
Keep.
I was looking at that today. I think there are zero cases in the United States. It's pretty amazing.
Polio.
Yeah. When
somebody's got polio, dude. I feel like I
isn't it great? Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it say?
I don't know. There's a crutch.
Extremely rare cases. The guy, those are the crutch. Dude, they even gave the crutches to the guy in the picture. Doesn't say anything about it being lethal. That's too bad.
All right, maybe.
It's like Jax. You're like almost okay. Jax from the new Mortal Kombat.
Deadly polio epidemic, see?
It says deadly.
It says deadly. And if I know one thing, it's that you can trust a headline.
Polio is fine.
Since there's a deadly epidemic.
Actually,
we should all be very concerned.
Polio is actually good for you.
Now that I can get behind.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I think
yes,
it's been
right.
said before.
You will die from it.
I'm trying to see. Oh, it's 2020. All right, so polio is still a big deal. Move over, Corona. Polio is making a comeback.
Yeah.
But those vaccines are different than this vaccine, right? This vaccine is an RNA vaccine, which is totally different, right?
Who gives a shit?
I agree.
I'm so tired of it. Like, I wear a mask just so no one asks me any fucking questions. And I say I have the vaccine because everyone can eat shit. I don't care. I'm saying I have it. Honor system. Scout's honor. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Suck my cock is what I really want to tell everyone about anything.
Yeah.
S my C, dude.
S my C?
Yeah, S my C.
It'd probably be
good
for...
Try it. It feels good.
I heard it's as good as the vaccine.
Yeah.
Well, it's a very, very, varied phrase.
Yeah.
What?
You go from the best of people to the worst of.
Oh yeah, you do get a broad spectrum of people that would.
You know what I mean?
That would relate to that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got lost in the weeds, dudes.
I'm just saying.
I am not saying. Are you saying?
Suck my cock.
That's
there it is.
What it is.
That's
Thank you for
way.
Bringing it all around.
Dude, the bottom line
like
is
that.
If you
that
get the vaccine, you don't go to heaven. So, no
suck,
thanks.
Suck my cock.
See? It works for everything.
Yeah, you got to treat your body like a temple.
Say SMC, but it means swallow my cum. That's how I'm going to
That's very good
switch
too.
It up.
So you're
that's
gonna,
grosser.
That's a little fun.
Yeah,
little.
It is. That's gross.
I would just not tell the girls that that's what you mean, but you could think it.
Well, it's threatening to force someone to go to completion. I find that a little more... It's a little too far over the line. Just tell them to suck your cock, just like a...
Dealer's choice, you know? Dealer's choice.
Try it out. Yeah.
I mean, if someone's getting in your face, and if you go like, hey, buddy, suck my cock. I'm going to be like... All right then, man.
Why is it an interrogative statement? Suck my cock? Is that what I have?
Well, because then it gives them the opportunity to really think about it and go like, yeah, sure.
It's basically,
yeah.
It's like getting consent, you know?
This is a fun night. I've been to a fight. I'm going to suck some cock.
you know.
This is a new idea of a Saturday.
And when he's sucking your cock, you can be like, swallow my cum?
Hey!
Wow!
And then
you got it. You got it all the way back. You got it all the way back.
Swallow my cup.
All right,
yeah.
So we scrap the first 20.
Yeah, 100%. I was just sitting here like, what are we talking about?
Fuck you. I'll do what I want.
Yeah, I feel that. That's what they say on the Maury show.
On the Maury
the
show. That ain't my baby.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, but it used to be.
Dude, okay, so one talk show host has to be president. Who is it? Let's make a ticket. We got a vice president here, too. Steve's not in there.
Well, I say Trump because he already
no,
did
No,
it.
He's not a talk show host.
He was.
No, okay, we got to go like daytime TV, dude.
Okay. I don't know. That's what people said on the memes.
Do we want to run Judge Judy to try to get the liberals on board?
They don't like her that much.
But she's a woman.
Yeah, but she probably
And she's a white
Israel.
Woman, so they'll vote for her.
I say we bring Regis back from the dead.
We don't
He'd
need
be a great
that.
Regis would have been a good one.
Judge Judy would impose like martial law.
It would be good. She would be like the female
yeah,
Trump.
I like that.
I'm more She'd of be a like Joe the Brown vibe. That's what I
no,
think.
Joe Brown.
That would be
if
a fun one.
If we had to choose a judge.
I want
He'd
Sally,
be on the cabinet
Jesse,
at the very
Raphael.
Least. Sally Jesse Raphael.
Remember that?
Yeah.
From the
I remember 80s. Her, but I don't remember what makes her qualified to run this goddamn nation.
She was like pissed.
I know she had a short haircut back in the 80s. So
we're
that's
picking
good.
From a very short pool here.
Well, Oprah's still relevant. I mean, she could be president. I know you'd love that, Trevor.
Harpo.
Harpo, that's right. Yeah. The Harpo ticket. And you know the Obamas would be on board. Her, them and Oprah go back, I think.
I'm sure.
What are you looking up?
Wendy Williams. I'm looking.
Oh, dude, Wendy Williams would be pretty fire. Yeah. That would be a fun president. She would be like a little Trumpy kind of a little bit.
We get into wars.
She would like, she'd have a lot of sass, like, oh my God, about stuff, you know?
And she would be at war with half the world.
Ricky Lake. These are some old school ones.
No.
In like a fun way, fun wars.
Yeah. Okay, here, I've done this before. WWE superstar. I like to pick from the Attitude Era of the 90s WWF.
As president?
Yeah. Ric Flair, game over.
Ah.
Ric Flair as president? What about the Million Dollar Man? He was a business guy.
Who's the guy that they made?
he knows how the economy. He would know how the economy would work, you know?
Like, who's the one guy they like made it?
What just happened? Oh, give me that speaker behind you. It's a white thing. Well, watch your head.
Music playing. I think.
I don't know how that happened. No, there it is. It's the thing making noise.
You could go with the badass Billy Gunn and the road dog Jesse James, because that's like a ticket right there.
Jake the Snake.
Dude, I don't know my wrestlers well enough.
I know, but it seems like he's...
He's trying to go old WWF wrestlers for politics.
Yeah, I don't know any of those people.
Jake the Snake.
I
didn't watch wrestling as a kid, bro?
No, I didn't.
Must be nice. It's good.
Did you watch the Dukes of Hazzard?
No.
Just because you're young. This guy's younger than us.
How old are you? 25.
26.
Did you actually watch the Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah, and that's why that flag shall fly. It's part of my heritage. all right?
Of me watching the Dukes
of Hazzard. That's right. I had a lot of memories of me watching them Duke boys.
Well, dude, that's how I feel about the Redskins. They're erasing the football my
team.
Heritage. Yeah.
The football team?
Absolutely.
Can I get another beer there?
You can there.
Yeah, I'm 100% on board. Yo, save your Redskins shit. That might be worth money someday.
Oh, yeah, but... Sure. It'll be like having like Nazi memorabilia, you know? People will be like, hey, you want to come in here and check this out?
But legitimately,
some Redskins.
You
want to
see
cap.
Something fucked up?
Yeah, exactly. My grandpa liked the Redskins.
Have you ever heard someone say the term Redskin in a derogatory like manner?
No, but I've not been on a reservation or anything.
I guess
like
in
that.
Like, yeah, I guess, yeah, I guess in 40s movies.
Yeah, I don't
probably.
Think. Yeah, but. You wouldn't have somebody called the Black Skins or the White Skins.
Why not?
I don't know why not, but you wouldn't. We don't.
Yeah, because it's not a word. Like, it's not a thing people ever said.
No, it's because it's... I mean, to get too far into it, it's because it's a descriptive term. So the majority decides what is the minority, so they have a descriptive term for what is the not mark.
What do they change the name to? And here's my thought, and just feel me out.
Yeah.
So they're in Washington, D.C., spy culture, you know, a lot of politics.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm glad
walruses.
No, I say the Washington.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, shit. Yeah, okay. I was right there. I was going to say the word. Yeah.
Well, what about, and just hear me out, the Washington spooks.
Well, you see, that's another one where
the government,
the
government angle.
Trouble there.
Really?
Come no, on. No,
yeah,
no,
right.
Because
people
of the government. It's cool because of the spies.
People hate spies.
Oh,
he's
well,
right.
Interesting.
you see it going another direction.
Well, the Washington Skins, and they play shirtless.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, I like that. They just have pads on.
Like skin heads. They only wear, like, because it's...
What if they softened
it? Guys.
What if they softened it and called them the Savages?
Yeah, or like the Washington anyone with skins. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. See,
people of skin.
With all these
examples. The Washington people of skin.
I feel like we're going to run into some trouble.
Washington skin people. That's what I'm saying.
That sounds, to me, that sounds dramatic.
That's horrifying.
That's perfect.
That would intimidate anyway.
What if they keep the name, but they make the players play in authentic Native American clothing?
Oh. So
they got headdresses.
That again, that's worse. Yeah. We keep making it worse. That's my point. People always try to fix something and then they make it worse.
And they mostly want to be left alone. If you leave them alone and not play the game, you know,
Oh, the team? Yeah. The team's just like, no, this is just our field. We live here.
Yeah.
And they're, and they're like, no, we're coming to play ball, boys.
They just live on the field and their opponents show up.
They would just live on the field. Why do you have to play a game?
They're like, wow, I've never seen a bus before.
And they go 0-16 every year.
They sell their stadium to the Giants for 25 cents.
No, no, it's some fucking Mardi Gras beads, buddy. Come on. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
I mean, the Patriots would have to...
Yeah, the Patriots would make a visit right away.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
four times a year.
I love the cosplay, like, football teams.
Yeah, they should have to, they should all have to be their mascot. Game.
I think so.
Wouldn't that be great if the whole team was their mascot? Yeah.
You can dress it all cool. You know, it doesn't have to be like...
What are the other mascots?
Cats.
Yeah, like Jaguars would look like furries.
Yeah, like Jaguars versus Cardinals. And then it's like a bunch of birds and, well, I and guess cats just like...
Make your like helmets like look like a fucking Jaguar.
It's dangerous. Yeah. I would imagine.
Yeah. That's what we're trying to say.
Football already causes like concussions, man.
Yeah, everyone's going to be fine. Yeah,
Jaguars become a good team because their helmets have teeth now.
Yeah. Exactly.
Who's the Jaguars?
Steelers have steel beams.
Well, who's a, what team? What city's the Jaguars?
Jacksonville.
Jackson, Florida?
Yeah.
Okay. Why are they the Jaguars?
That's the thing. Nobody knows.
I bet back there's in like
yeah, like the Florida Gators make sense. But the Jaguars. I think probably back up in
like Ponce Leon days, De Leon days, like. He probably brought over a couple Jaguars. To
yeah.
As long as I can
dude,
live
dude, Jaguars
forever.
Are fierce. There's like videos of Jaguars like eating crocodiles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they go into the water and kill the fucking crocodile and like drag it out.
I could do that.
Who hasn't, right?
Yeah.
What, like take down a crocodile? You yeah. think you could?
What's your favorite animal?
Favorite animal?
You don't seem like a pet guy.
3, 2, 1.
Slug.
Wrong. Okay. Shrimp.
Aged shrimp.
Not bad. Not bad.
Fine. Aged shrimp.
You ever see a bald eagle like, close up?
Cherry wine.
I've seen not close, but I've seen them in the sky.
Dude, you get close to a bald eagle, they're 6 feet tall.
What? Right. Their wings. Badass. Their wings are that wide anyway.
Dude, they're like 5 feet tall when you're standing next to one, and they fly around. Defending free speech and protecting your firearms. Yeah, such yeah, a cool dude. Animal, dude.
If we can just for ads.
It's going to be sweet in the
posing
future.
For car ads.
In the future when the AI takes over and there's drones flying around, but we've got bald eagles with gun turrets, we're going to be fucking killing it,
yeah.
dude. It's going to be sweet.
That's yeah.
We signed them up early, and that was really good because we had the draft way back in 1776, and we got bald
drones
eagle, baby.
Bald eagles. Yeah, World
I heard
War
they're doing
III's,
some shit like that in Hong Kong. They're dropping
fun.
Tear gas from drones now.
Are they really? What for? What's going on in Hong Kong?
All kinds of Hong Kong.
Yeah,
shit.
Who gives a shit, dude? Let them all die.
All right. That's a stance. Yeah,
Trevor, yeah, dude, Trevor Austin, 2024.
I don't have time for Hong Kong, dude. There's too much.
I was just bringing it up because they're going to be dropping tear gas from drones on us.
I know. Hey, bring it on.
Look,
I cannot
most of
wait.
Us are for discussing topics. Trevor's against it. All right.
I mean, there's just too
I
much.
Don't know. What's the worst shrimp you have ever eaten?
Yeah, you ever
worst
have shrimp in Hong
eaten?
Kong?
Shrimp right, scampi we'll from Red some... Lobster is the worst thing that ever happened to me. And I've been shot at twice.
You, really? You had endless shrimp?
Yeah, the shrimp scampi.
It was
appallingly
what
bad.
What do you like about it?
It's first of all, it's swimming in garlic. Some dude from Hong Kong served it to me, which I was appalled by.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. This may be your
yeah, I didn't know they meant, like, Kami Pinko Red Lobster.
Yeah, no, it was seriously the worst thing I've ever eaten.
Well, yeah.
You eat four of them, you want to throw
there
up.
In years.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know why I keep going.
Yeah.
I'm a Red Lobster
I went
monthly,
to, I went to Red Lobster okay. for an unlimited shrimp, but here's the thing is, they only let you order shrimp after your shrimp are gone, and they only bring you 6 shrimp at a time.
I know. It's appalling.
It's flipping ridiculous.
And they cover them in garlic and shit to try to fill you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'll have 6 more shrimp, and then they sit them down, and then they walk away for 20 minutes, and you're like, great.
Yeah.
It's like 15 minutes without shrimp.
You got to play the game
you
and sit there for 8 hours.
Put a cool 1,000 down and be like,
that's
keep
right.
them coming.
And keep them coming, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Then... Kind of negates the purpose of the cheap shrimp, though, right?
Is it six? Like
Trevor is lost. You he's thinking about something that happened in 1998.
What were the two times that you were shot at?
I don't want to talk about those. Right.
No, I just want to bring them up.
I mean, I guess I can bring them up. No, nobody wants to hear about that.
Okay.
It's dark.
Yeah, it doesn't sound interesting at all. Yeah,
it was Dying of Hell Death.
Yeah, that's fine.
I tell you what, people never watch movies that are dark.
Yeah.
This ain't a movie, dog.
Violence doesn't sound...
This ain't a movie, dog.
Yeah.
I should have think...
Well, it never will be now.
I haven't been shot at, but I've been nearby gunshots, I guess. I fall asleep to gunshots. Must be nice. Yeah.
There's gunshots over there?
Kind of. That in the zoo.
The zoo?
There's gunshots at the zoo?
Well, like around that area. So I could hear,
I didn't
like,
even know there was a zoo near you.
And gunshots.
Near you?
Yeah,
kind of.
Welcome to the jungle.
There was like that in Omaha.
Like, maybe there's like a canyon thing.
Yeah, there's a canyon over there.
Where it's like it's traveling farther.
The zoo was getting new lions, so they had to put down the old lions, dude.
That's what they do. Lion attacks. And they had to just
There was a zoo. Fight back the there lions. Was a zoo where all the animals got loose during COVID, wasn't there?
All of them.
Yeah, I think.
That's badass.
Yeah. I'm going to say
And they
yes,
had to like hunt,
I
they, well, I mean, it's not like all of them, but it, like doors were open, you know what I mean? And and then they had to hunt down a bunch of fucking animals. I'd Google that, but I don't know how to Google. Is zoo on the loose?
Zoo, yeah. Zoo break. Zoo break. Jailbreak zoo from fucking COVID. COVID zoo emergency.
Zoo. See, I'm telling you, it's not as easy as you think.
Which
is
also the name of my punk rock band.
Zoo. COVID zoo
emergency. You can tell we're out of shit to talk about already. We're all watching the Google search right now.
Zoo animals get loose.
Yo, dude. That sounds like a dance party.
It's also the name of my punk rock band. Yeah, Zoo animals get loose. Oh, dude. Okay. Well, none of these are any fun except for this hippo. I got to see this hippo.
This zoo animal's loose on the street. It's just a hippo walking around.
The hippo's the most dangerous of the pachydermis.
It's a shame. That's what they're so cute, dude.
Oh, dude, this is a horrific video. We don't want to watch this. There's like a dead bear.
People are so
like, we have to...
I'm done with that.
I would just let hippos walk around the place.
What?
I don't care.
You mean your house?
I think they want
just
water.
The
you're gonna have to fill, you're gonna have to fill your basement with water, dude.
I don't care.
It's like a deer?
Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, why not? I don't care either.
Yeah.
I don't care about much, dude. I'm letting people in Hong Kong die. Why shouldn't I let hippos
every
roam?
Every so often they'll just be on the more. Road. Yeah.
I say we just
more
ship animals,
animals
from one continent
life would feel
to the next.
A bit more like Skyrim or
Wouldn't
something.
Wouldn't that be great? Yeah.
Be cool.
Like, I mean, well, yeah, once in a while they'll lay down in the road and you just like honk and be like, fucking hippos.
Once a year you'd lose a friend to like a mountain lion.
Sure,
or something.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be late to work. I hit a hippo with my car.
Yeah.
You'll die.
Fucking hippos.
You ever see a hippo eat a watermelon?
There's so many of them.
They just throw the watermelon in the mouth and just like whoop, one squash and the whole thing's.
Yeah, it's like us eating a grape.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Those damn things. It's a good thing they're not meatavores. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a great thing.
Pennsylvania doesn't have any dangerous animals, right? Maybe like a dog?
Friggin' the gun.
Oh, bald eagles. Bald eagles with gun turrets.
There's shit. If you get into the country, there's rattlesnakes in Pennsylvania.
Are there rattlesnakes?
There's shit everywhere, bro.
Yeah.
Mountain lions.
Are there mountain lions here?
Yeah, dude. Everything around here wants to kill
bears,
me.
Bears, we've.
Oh, yeah, there's bears.
You guys are full of shit.
No, we're not, bro. Yeah, you get deep in the woods, there's shit out
well,
there.
There's a lot of woods in this state. Like, so much.
Yeah,
woods.
Bro. You get into northeast Pennsylvania, there's fucking moose.
There's no way there's fucking
cults,
bears out
cults.
Here.
Murder cults.
You know.
Cults, I believe, but bears?
Oh, there's bears, dude. There's I got pictures on my phone on bears. I showed you them, Johns.
You seen a bear in the wild?
Ticks?
Yeah. Hold on.
Where at?
We got ticks.
Here in Pennsylvania?
The Allegheny
out east?
Forest, dude.
Yeah.
It was a little bit out east. Yeah. Where the fuck's my camera?
That's crazy. I don't believe that.
You don't have to believe
you
it.
Saw
I got a picture of him from 10 feet away.
Let's go camping.
Why would there
forest.
Be a bear 10 feet away from you?
Dude, there was a bear 3 feet
is
away from me.
Is that why you
once.
Only have one arm this time?
Yeah. We were wondering.
Hold on.
We were wondering
it?
Why.
Oh, shit. Okay.
We should do that. We'll all go take a comedy camping trip on the.
There's Allegheny a place port. Called I would love Cherry to. Springs that's like a dark zone.
Here we go.
Like,
what do you mean a dark zone?
You can see the galaxy.
Oh, okay.
Like
okay.
With the naked eye, though. Naked eye.
That's a bear going through the garbage. That's a bear going through the garbage can.
That's a fucking bear, dude. Fuck.
That's a fucking bear just chilling, eating garbage.
All right, and that was in Pennsylvania.
That's a guy.
He's a big foot.
It does look like a guy.
Fucking Ewok.
That's a hairy guy. Jesus Christ, Trevor. I thought you were going to see him. Not convincing in the slightest. That's fucking you. You eat trash.
No,
you trash. I eat old shrimp, man. You can eat trash. I don't care.
Yo, I'm not trash. A proud man. I'll eat out of the garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah. All day.
Yeah.
I think I have probably eaten out of the garbage. I'm trying to think of specific times.
Dude, I like to party. I'll eat out of the garbage all day.
Over 100 times I've eaten out of the garbage. Yeah.
Who's counting?
Cake, right? Pizza? I mean, as long as it's... What, do you go deep down? You have to go.
Yo, dude, I'll eat out of a dumpster.
It depends what's on top.
If you're hungry. Okay. Yeah, you tried it. You're hoping for some on top. It's like those guys who get cigarettes out of the cigarette, you know what I mean? Like the cigarette towers outside.
I've done that shit too.
That is fucking rough. That's the worst. Gross. That's worse than garbage.
What do they do?
You take the ashtrays outside of like restaurants and you open them up and you dig through them, for halfies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know.
I haven't
put what, on a what are you, a Kennedy? I'll smoke those things. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus. Jared comes with a spiff. He doesn't smoke trash cigarettes or eat junior bacon cheeseburgers out of a dumpster.
I just do pure cocaine. What? That's my Kennedy. That's my horrible Kennedy.
It sounded like someone from New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
That was better.
Cocaine.
That's more what? Ted, though.
Okay. It sounded like Audrey Hepburn.
It's getting close.
Yeah.
I heard Audrey Hepburn.
Whoa, why'd we drive so close to the water?
Catherine Hepburn.
Yeah, who's Audrey Hepburn?
Audrey Hepburn's like in like Breakfast at
Tiffany's. Yeah, the old school.
Oh, fuck.
Like
the old school.
Tiny. Catherine Hepburn is like, what?
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of, the whaler.
I don't know her.
Yeah, nobody
What movie
does.
Is she in? You're in movie file.
Like African Queen and...
I think I know of that one. That's a...
Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? No. Yeah, I think she is in that.
African Queen's Jane, a bogey movie, right? Baby Bogart Jane. Movie?
She's awesome. She would always get, like, you read, you see the movie and they're pretty good. And then you learn about, like, the making of them. And, like, she was yelling all the time.
Yeah, she was just a stone cold bitch on the
It was awesome. Because she just wanted to make, like, a great movie. You know? Get people.
Yeah,
like
dude, like Epstein. People give him some. Wait, no. What was the guy?
Just trying to make
Weinstein?
Great movies.
Weinstein, yeah.
Dude, I talk about this all the time.
Just trying to make good movies, dude.
I talk about it all the time. Like, all right, I get it. The guy's a serial rapist, but he was the only one making good movies. So I don't see why I should have to pay.
That's what I'm saying, dude. You know? If you can't watch a Weinstein movie, you can't get the polio vaccine.
Yo, bro, I'm watching Weinstein
movies. You gotta separate them
over
the
and over and over again. The man was a legend.
It is interesting watching like Pulp Fiction now, and it says,
dude, Weinstein is probably, and I'm just talking like, about as far just as far as his film career goes. I'm just talking about his film career. He's one of my top five favorite rapists.
He's truly
amongst directors.
Amongst the rapists, he's one.
Polanski. Polanski's a good rapist.
Yeah.
Woody Allen.
Woody Allen is a statutory guy, which I'm not about that.
Yeah, you know, like, that's true,
full
that's
send.
That's like rapist light.
Full send, dude. Just, you know.
Commit to it, man.
Commit to it.
Yeah, probably.
Forceful penny, dude. You know? Forearmed at the back of the neck to immobilize him. You know? I'm talking about the real shit.
Otherwise, it doesn't
Cosby,
count.
Now there's a different one, because those do count as rapes. But yeah, they were sleeping, so it's like, did it really even happen?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But that's his style.
Do that, though.
Isn't yeah, that, for sure.
They should have brought that up in court. They were sleeping.
The lawyer. Your Honor, I need to...
What, you're going to trust this sleeping woman?
The jury should remember. The defendant... Or, I'm sorry. What do they call the defendant? The accuser was asleep the whole time. And we're going to take her word for it.
Are we going to target nightmares next?
Who's next up on the chopping block? Freddy Krueger? Yeah.
He among us who has not raped a woman sleeping, cast the first stone.
And that's where it went off. That's
like,
where the jury
wake up
swung
the whole time.
The other way.
Total freedom.
Oh, goodness.
God damn.
I swear, she was out the whole time I was fucking her. Oh. She didn't wake up.
You put the pudding in the...
No, someone had to do it. Damn it, you ruined it. I was having so much fun talking about rape.
That's one of the best times I've had in a while.
I finally felt a sense of... Is this what the new normal? Is this what they call it? This is the new normal?
I get... Yeah. I've never seen that show.
I'm trying to think of...
I've never seen that show.
I'm trying to... This is where my brain's at right now. I'm racking my head for other famous rapists.
Oh.
Tyson had a big one.
Oh, Tyson did have a big one.
Jared Fogle. No, he was pictures.
Child porn. Child porn.
Yeah, he was pictures. No, he had actual victims.
I think he went on dates or something.
No, yeah. He groomed a couple.
Yeah. He was a weirdo. Classy. But he had big pants to show off, so...
That's true. You know, like, big pants. You know what that means.
You're a pedophile. Yeah. R. Kelly, are those rapes? Yeah, those are rapes, right?
I don't keep up on my rape game like you. Like, you like your draft
five
card.
Five kids
deep,
in these pants.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But well, I've been feeding these kids Subway.
He's like the... what's the evil Santa Claus?
Bad
oh,
Santa.
Oh, Krampus?
Krampus.
Yeah.
Krampus?
It's terrifying.
What's Krampus?
Krampus is like Krampus.
What's
he's
Krampus?
Like, he'll steal your kids in his pants.
Never heard of it.
He'll come by night.
He'll hold his pants.
Google Krampus,
he'll hold his
bro.
Pants up in front of your kid and go, and drop him, and then the kid's gone.
Yeah, Krampus is like Norwegian Santa. Black metal Christmas. It's terrifying.
Yeah, it's fucking hardcore.
Norwegian black metal Christmas.
It's like Catherine Yeah. Apple.
Wow, that was the original name of the New Testament, actually.
Yeah. Hell yeah. But then I had to go through something like
that. Yeah,
well,
you know,
well it's in the translation. It translates the original
you get notes
Hebrew.
From the publisher, that kind of shit. You know
well, they mean? Did do that, right? Didn't they? Like the
I
Council
think they,
of
they,
Nicaea.
That's I've been told they edited. They took out a lot of books and
Isn't
stuff
that
like
wild?
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, eh, I don't know about the stuff that happened in his teenage years. He seems like he was. Kind of into girls and
I don't know where the whole
beat
point
up
where he
dudes.
Gets a wife and kid and has you know has to go to a job and just there's a laugh track
where he's like yeah where like he's a carpenter and he's coming home being like god damn it
I forgot what we're talking
job.
About
job sitcom
Trevor
Jesus.
Did too
okay, no
Trevor did
forget.
Too
I just paused and thought about it and was like
sitcom Jesus
take a step back
yeah lost books of the Council of Nicaea
yeah. Yeah. You know. You're familiar, right?
No.
No? Okay, it's like Dogecoin.
Oh. Yeah, I was going to come on here and talk about how I lost so much money, but I'm so good at making money that it's all back.
It's all back, baby.
Yeah, dude, that fake money.
The bull.
Hold the line, you pigs.
That's dude, you may not realize it, but Blake's actually our financial advisor here on regular episodes.
Yeah.
And he goes by the bull during his financial advising.
I do.
Segments.
What are you? What's doing well?
Everything I have, baby.
everything in the Bulls
to the
account.
Episodes. We've gotten into
nice.
This many times.
Send your emails to the Bull.
I thought that was interesting because I don't know really anything about it.
Just give me your money, dude. I'm running a
Blake
crypto hedge fund.
Yeah, he's like
100% money.
He's like a bookie
baby.
Hedge fund. It's like it's like you walk
it's
up to him in an alley
cash,
and you like give him money and you just like trust that he'll pay you back and
stuff.
Yeah,
and
it's
I will.
Sweet. It's pretty sweet.
When everything was tanking last week, I was shitting my pants because I was, I was down to about $7,000 and I was like, I got to pay back like $3,000 to people. This is getting bad.
Well, you don't have to
what
pay back
talking
what they
about,
lose.
About Bernie Madoff?
You don't
are you admitting to crimes right now?
No,
you don't have to pay back what
people,
they lose. They,
this whole
they
thing's a house of cards.
No, I told them 100% money back guarantee.
Wow. That's
for a while.
Yeah, this whole thing's a house of cards, Madoff. Because
you're the bull.
I don't trust it.
Yeah,
I don't
Corey's
trust
invested.
Oh, he would be.
Stooch is investing.
You taking Stooch's money? You sick bastard.
If I had money, I'd be investing in the bull right now.
May you rot under the prison that poor Bill Cosby has to sit in.
Izzy was going to do it, but he procrastinated and he missed his opportunity.
That's right, because the bull only takes so many clients.
Yeah.
There's a long waiting list.
Oh, you got to make it seem exclusive. It's the same thing Madoff did. This is a Ponzi scheme.
This is a great
I'm exposing it.
Ponzi scheme, and I'm going to get it on the ground floor, and I'm going to be the guy who slips out while you get, like, walked off in cuffs.
I'm going to be the nosy reporter.
And I'm going to have
I'm gonna sell at some point, and then I'm going to wait for a big dip, and I'm going to be like, oh my God, we lost so much money. I'm sorry, guys. You all get 100% back of your money, though. And bam,
away. This is a good scheme. This is why he's my financial advisor, because like, if I can get in on these.
Deal for you guys. I'm not buying getting your money back.
That's a good scheme.
Buy the whole thing.
Sell high. And then pretend you're still invested. Yeah. Wait for a dip. Tell everybody they lost their money. Pay them back out.
What are we even talking about? Six months from today, there's going to be Apache fighter helicopters shooting people in the streets. None of this is going to come to fruition.
Why are the Apaches coming?
I don't know why. They're just going to come.
They don't throw anybody that does financial crimes in jail.
Yeah,
no,
what are you talking about?
You're missing the whole thing. It's all going to crumble.
He's not smoking weed.
Yeah, but that's when cryptocurrencies are going to be most valuable.
They're never going to let that happen.
If things crumble, they don't have to let anything happen.
They'll just make a new 9/11 or some classic play out of the book, and they'll just come take it. How about that? They'll be like, your money's ours.
Yeah, I don't think they can take crypto because
they can do whatever they want. Because
it's encrypted or whatever.
Bill Cosby had sex with 76 women while they were asleep. It can be done.
Well, that's not a good crypto example, because that's one, as stated, that's one of the easier, rapes to do.
I didn't come. You made it sound like there were 76 women asleep, and he's like, I'm going to fuck all these women.
Over a year.
It took time. It took time.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time.
I'm going to bust in all 76 of these women before they wake up.
Yeah, then you do it, because then there's like the 3 months of like, I'm a piece of shit. Like, don't say anything.
No, he didn't have that.
He didn't have that.
I'm getting away with it. Yeah. No, there's a little in the back of his head.
No. Cosby's waking up every morning thinking, I deserve this. You know, he's the like, man.
Little Bill is the best cartoon on.
I wonder if the first time. I hope the first time an accuser came out, his immediate initial response was, kids always say the darndest things.
Oh, God.
It is a shame that he wasn't a pedophile.
It would have worked
been
perfect.
Great, it would have been a great, great for comedy. Shame. It would have been good for comedy.
Yeah, too much karmic.
Really, like the Trump presidency. Not a lot of people wanted it to happen.
Exactly.
But
yeah, a lot of
they
stuff.
Still can say it's good for comedy.
Yeah, like Anthony Weiner. Like,
oh, the great one.
Busted for sex crimes.
Yeah.
That was funny,
and
too.
His name, I mean, obviously, yeah.
Do you know what his fake name online was?
Tony Dick.
No, even better. Oh.
Yeah, somehow better.
Carlos Danger.
No.
That was what he was texting these girls on.
No.
Yo, I'm going on stage tonight as Carlos Danger.
Carlos
straight
Danger.
Up.
I wonder if his polls, like, rose. I wonder if it's, like as soon as the Carlos Danger stuff came out. Like,
have you seen the documentary?
No, I
haven't. Oh my God, dude, it's the best watch ever.
Okay,
so it shows him mounting a comeback and fighting back, and the guy was like a really fast talking, you know, he was a smart cat and really charismatic. So he was bouncing back, and he had a shot to be the governor of New York. And he was rising in the polls, and people were forgiving him. And he was, you know, we're working it out with my wife and doing the fuck, taking pages out of the Clinton's playbook, because we all know that they work together and shit. They do, yeah. Bill, because his wife was Hillary's main bitch. Yeah. His wife actually, no joke, Huma Abedin, his wife eats out Hillary Clinton.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they go down
Weiner's
on each other.
Wife eats out Hillary.
I'm losing my train of thought.
I have no problem.
So in the documentary,
that's cool.
So far, so
he's
good.
Making
good
his comeback, you, and he's rising in the polls. And then
if she was doing. If she no, she's too stressed. To
Bro, hold on. Let me get this out. They're filming.
Let me get this out.
They're filming it, and he's rising in the polls, and like the movie's turning. You're like, oh shit, he's gonna be the governor of New York.
Yeah.
And then there comes a moment where like a phone call happens. They have it on camera.
Yeah.
Where another scandal breaks, and it's like a week old. So he's clearly currently still texting chicks with all this heat on him. He's still doing it. And like the camera's in there, and the awkward, you could cut the awkward with a knife, dude. It's so beautiful. Yeah. And his wife finally says, would you guys mind giving us some privacy?
Oh, God.
And the door closes, and you can just imagine her screaming, I was this close to having power, you know, because like they don't love each other. But
yeah. It's probably a lot of politics couples that are just like,
yeah.
Like that. You know?
I like it, yeah. House of Cards type shit.
Yeah.
But every fucking 8.5 months when they break and they finally fuck, it's probably wild.
That is pretty cool.
Just anger, fucking
forceful aim.
Yeah. That's
politician sex probably is the coolest.
Well, they're having sex with other people, you know?
Well, that's what I'm saying, dude. They have the craziest.
I bet it's pretty nuts. Like, how about people that like live under a volcano?
Yeah, people do
just,
that.
Like,
what?
Fuck willingly. That sounds pretty fucking cool.
I got lost real quick.
If you live on a volcano, there's, you know, like there's just that island of Stromboli.
What are you talking about?
More confusing, dude. There's
the island of Stromboli.
There's an island off the coast of Italy. It's an Italian dish. Called Stromboli. No, that's where the dish comes from.
Yeah, I figured.
And it's an island with a volcano on on half the island. And then the other half is like fishing and people just hanging out. And the volcano shoots into the water. It's like coned. It's got like
a, yeah,
like
so a the one side of the island is safe.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, that'd be pretty cool.
Let's get some Stromboli, you know what I mean?
You can do better.
Are you seriously looking through your phone right now?
What do you want me to do?
I don't know, maybe concentrate.
You in the volcano, blow volcano sex.
I am here. I'm here. He's
Carlos Danger.
Yo, dude, I would if I could. That'd be great, dude. A wiener pick? A literal wiener pick?
Yeah.
I'm discovering Trevor has to, like, you can't follow, but you can lead. You know what I mean?
No, man. I'm just trying to shout over everybody. This is going to sound like chaos.
You're trying to what? No, I'm not shout. Not, to shout, over not shout. Yeah, well,
check,
let it all
check
out.
Check my tweets.
These are the thing. Never mind. I was singing Tears. You guys know Tears for Fears?
Yeah.
Shout.
Oh, nice. Shout. Let it all.
Yeah.
These are the things I can do.
Just sing for the rest of the pod.
Well, I would have, but you guys didn't chip in. Thank you, Blake. Thank you.
There's only two members. I didn't know who was going to be.
There was only two members.
That was the problem.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense.
Didn't know which one I was going to be.
Yeah. I think Nigel Goodrich. Or
one of them died recently, I think.
Good.
Yeah.
Trevor's like, no tears for fears.
No tears for fears.
I'm glad he's there.
Somebody better have made that fucking joke.
Yeah.
What's your biggest fear?
Maybe like,
getting raped in prison.
Mm.
Yo, dog, that's a real one.
Man, either dying from this old shrimp that I'm constantly eating.
They won't kill you.
Or maybe being mauled by people.
Trampled by a stampede of people.
Yeah, by a mob.
Slowly.
Yeah, I get worried about that.
Ripped apart by a mob or like this old shrimp.
No, the mob is scary. What's your biggest fear? Aaron's fearless. What are we talking
about? Yeah, I have no fears. What are you talking about? Well, there is pizza.
What?
That's it. I'm just afraid of pizza.
Yeah. Are you lactose intolerant?
No, that's actually pretty good. I was lying. I don't have any fears.
I knew it. I've eaten pizza with him dozens of times.
Blake.
Trevor's asking, but not telling. Again.
Yeah, Trevor, what's your biggest fear?
Being asked that question.
Oh,
either
look
that
at
or
this.
Probably.
Fucking lawyer ball.
No, let's see here. Probably gays. You know, like ones in the wild.
Terrifying. Yeah.
Yeah, undomesticated.
Yeah, I'm a homophobe.
Yeah, I'm a homophobe. That's
a homophobe. This is scary. Some people are like,
look, I don't want any trouble, buddy.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
Just take the money and go.
They're coming right for me. Blake, what's your biggest fear?
Oh, Lord.
I don't know.
It's a tough question.
It's too much of a question.
I have a lot of nightmares like that. I'll wake up in the dream and I'll be like climbing a fucking just a wall and I'll be like free soloing. I got no ropes and I don't know how to climb.
Do you have that chalk?
You're halfway up and you're just like, oh shit.
Do you at least
shit.
Have that chalk that you can chalk your
hands
with?
Yeah, I got some chalk.
Is this a metaphor for your business fund? That you're halfway up a wall but with no ropes?
No, dude, I can. I have no worries about
bulls
that.
Can't climb, dude. Bulls
I would
don't climb.
Say it's scary. That would be fucked
legitimately, I'm because this is kind of relatable to that. Is like, I fear losing control.
Yeah,
because like, that's what that dream is. Kind
of control of what yourself or everything.
Yeah, and then when you think about it, control is just an illusion in general. Anyway,
yeah, I'm changing my answer to Alzheimer's, dude.
Alzheimer's, yeah.
That actually sounds like
old
timers.
Old timers disease.
A lot of people in my family have it.
I have mixed vibes.
Yeah, it is the worst.
Yeah, losing your brain might be fun, but it might be also extremely frustrating.
Yeah,
it'd be frustrating.
I've been there.
That's why I think like doing like psychedelics probably like trains your brain kind of for that.
Yeah, is that what people are on?
I think it might prevent it. Or trigger it.
I think it might trigger it.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about.
I can just imagine that feeling.
I'm just a guy that eats old shrimp like, and has...
You have like...
And mushrooms. Yeah.
I just like imagine that feeling where you have like a couple minutes of awareness.
Yeah.
Of like your old self, and you feel like your old self, but then you like know that like that's about... It's going to be gone in a few minutes again, and you're in... Worst nightmare.
Yeah, but how does that work? How can you be like aware of something that...
Yeah, like, how could you even know that?
Well, to be aware of being unaware. No,
that happens, though. I mean, like,
isn't this back to the Cosby
every once
case?
In a while, like, my grandma who had Alzheimer's, every once in a while, she would remember you.
But does she know it's getting ready to slip again? She's not aware of it, like, that it happens.
I mean, maybe not. Who knows?
Yeah, it's like because my grandpa had...
It's difficult to be that present.
My grandma had it, too. And yeah, it's just, like, profound confusion.
You're
just, like, time-traveling...
You can never remember what just happened, so you never know what to do next.
Yeah.
It's kind of like being possessed or something, and then every once in a while you snap out of it.
Yeah. And you, like, fight back. It's really all right,
if you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Oh, mine's so lame.
Alzheimer's.
Hell yeah. Time travel, baby.
I
like that.
Hell yeah.
I pick time travel.
I lose stuff so much that I used to, when I was a kid, wish that I had a superpower that I could... make things glow with a light that only I could see so that I could find them.
It's very specific. I like it. It's kind of cool.
But, like, that'd be good, too, because, like, somebody likes, like, where's this nuclear warhead? They could, like, give me a picture of it, and, like, I could find a nuclear warhead.
Yeah. Yeah, you could be, like, a detective.
Yeah,
exactly. So you don't like losing shit. You said
time
travel?
Well, I do lose shit all the time. That's the problem.
Where does it glow? It just, like... A light glow?
Like, I just think about the object, and then it starts to glow with a light that only I can see.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, because I wouldn't want any power that would make
I can
life
find it.
Feel, like, too easy to, like, to the point where it was, like, a fucking video game that you just got bored of.
You know what I mean?
Like, if you had, like, a click remote or something like that, life would just get so boring.
Yeah.
After, like, a week, and you'd probably kill yourself.
There's a Twilight Zone episode about that shit.
Really? What's that?
I think it's called...
Twilight Zone.
I don't remember which one it is. I'm trying to think.
It goes.
I know it's the one that goes like that. But there's an episode like
it's
the whole thing of like without pain you don't feel joy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The contrast.
You have to have one to be able to experience and understand the other kind of thing.
Yeah. And we are avoiding it as a society.
Yeah.
Avoiding pain. Avoiding growth.
Yeah. Maybe.
Well, it's a comfortable reaction. It's like a comfortable baseline to go to. Who the fuck wants to feel pain?
Yeah.
You know? And when you feel it, your first instinct is to try to forget it.
Yeah.
And like another thing is we treat pain with pleasure. Like you learn that at a really young age. So like if you're a 6-year-old and you get your tonsils out, what do they give you? Ice cream.
Excellent.
What they really should give you is like some words of encouragement. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like something, you know? Like it's okay to feel pain.
Yeah.
Not
this
like I feel
suck.
Pain.
Yeah, like
I just
walk it off.
Something.
You know
this
what I mean?
This is going to suck for 3 straight days.
Yeah.
The next 72 hours of your life is going to be real bad. But
we're not feeding you either because this is a lesson.
It'll ingrain it in your memory.
Yeah. Yeah. I skinned my knee real bad when I was a kid. And that was like, dealing with that pain was like, I still remember it like every second of
that. Did you get anything out of it? Your parents give you some shit? Some Arby's or something, you know, like a nice little pick me up?
Peroxide?
Okay. So they did it right. Yeah.
It's like, all right, we're having
peroxide hurts.
Yeah. I don't remember like any like treats or whatever. It was just like, yeah, fucking peroxide. Just like, because I think my mom did way too much of it.
Wow.
She was just like, half the bottle just spray.
Just dump it out.
Like, Jesus.
It's a shower.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not fun.
I hurt myself a ton when I was a kid. I was always hurting myself.
That tracks.
Of course you do.
So people, so it's not like,
you get hurt as an adult.
Yeah, it's true. So I was pretty used to it. The walk it off was my method.
Like that.
Not the here's a ice cream cone.
That's a good method, man.
There's got to be an in between there, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I suppose so. Yeah.
Yeah, everything's about balance.
I suppose so. I mean, somebody could dump peroxide over my head or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm glad for bone. Repairing technology.
You mean growth? Yeah, like
splints,
bones. Bones heal themselves, bro.
I mean, they've been having splints for a while.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's what a cast is a splint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jonas Salk is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Is Jonas Salk the, is it the polio dude? Is that who did it?
That's his, that's what they call him. The polio dude.
Is that the polio dude? What year did he come up with that shit?
55.
1955?
Probably right.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I said it, and it, I felt like I meant it. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm going with 55. Look it up.
54.
Look it up. I want to know if I was right.
You type it, type ass. See, yeah, it's not so easy when you have to type it, is it? Let's all make fun of Trevor's
How do you
peckings.
Do the mouse? Oh.
With the mouse, bro. Look, see? This is why phones are better. Wait, watch this. Where's my, I don't have my phone. If I had my phone, I'd just say it into it. You said Joan.
I'm
polio vaccine year.
I'm saying 54. Trevor says 55. What do you say?
I would have guessed 48. I have no idea what it is. I've never.
Blake, what are you?
I'm just going.
Hit all.
Go in
you
the
got it.
Park and say 52.
What year? Where does it say? 53.
Fuck.
Well, who
That's
said
what?
What?
He said he tested it.
I said 52.
Hold on. So you won.
52? Oh Christ!
And you guys, it's Price is Right rules, so you guys lose.
Who wins?
Blake.
Ah, damn
Ba-boom.
It.
Boom.
He was both closer and under.
I could have sworn it was released in 55. I'm looking it up.
Congratulations, Blake.
You can just say it in your phone. You don't have to worry if you want.
I don't do all that noise.
You don't do the talking to your phone thing?
No.
I don't know
who's listening.
Decade, right, if I
would have
had to guess first.
If you would have, I would have said like 1800. I have no clue. I mean, obviously, vaccines seem a little bit
in 1954,
more
national testing began.
It was right after, what was it, leeches.
On April 12th, 1955 is when it was announced and officially released as safe.
Oh, so you got it right on the money.
Yeah, because I knew
it. I was talking about the
Why did you know that?
I didn't pull that out of thin
Why did you know that?
I don't know. There's a statue
you had
of that
polio,
fucking douchebag down in downtown.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm
do we
go
still
there
get polio
and throw eggs
vaccine?
At it. Everybody does, yeah.
Yeah.
I got one yesterday.
Polio vaccine?
Yeah, fuck it. I went and I'm like, I'm here for the vaccine, and I was like, no, not that one.
Polio.
The other one.
You slap it out of your hand. Not that shit.
Not that bullshit.
Give me
dude.
The polio.
Y'all
the
want
good
polio?
Stuff.
I don't want polio.
Science denied.
Look, I cannot taste my food. That's fine, but I ain't getting no special crushes.
Yo, dude, unless it's by choice, because those things are fucking cool.
Yeah, it's true. Trip pulls him off. You seen the new comic?
Oh yeah, Trip Calhoun.
Trip, is that his last name? Calhoun.
No.
Callahan.
Dude, it's a Disney name, dude.
That is
it sounds
Trip
like
Callahan?
A Disney quarterback.
That does sound.
I
like
thought
a
he was a fucking narc.
Trip Calhoun.
What is that from?
No, exactly. It
seems
sounds
like
it's
from Tommy
something.
Boy.
It's just from this guy
Isn't
who's
that
got Callahan
polio. Auto Parts.
You said he was the Vanderbilt quarterback.
Yeah, I said he played football at Vanderbilt. Dude. He's got that vibe.
Well,
you guys want to hit fucking Scarps or what are we
well,
doing?
Well, I suppose what time is it?
It's 8 o'clock. Scarps is starting and we're here.
All right.
Finger popping each other's assholes.
I think we were waiting for something funny, but it looks like it's not coming.
Can't help me with this.
That's the episode.
All right. Anything to plug?
Yeah, come see me do fuckface comedy.
Got a canceled show this
dick.
Saturday.
Oh,
still
yeah.
Getting paid for it.
Getting paid. Oh.
For nice, dude. It must be nice.
And Jared.
You and all that crypto money. How about breaking me off?
All right, well, let's give it
a... Get in on the fun, dude.
Give big hand return to Trevor.
Get in on the fun. I got 50 bucks. Yo, good to be back. Regular episode.
If I make
$100K,
I'll give you 1,000.
Oh, that's all
I'll
we can ask.
That. Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. I'll bring you people.
Shrimp. We did it. Breaking the ice. Just feeling this guy out. You know what I mean? Sorry, have something in my... Oh, God. Something in my throat. Who needs throats nowadays? Just a second here. Oh, much better. So, hell of an episode. Another one in the bank. 933 BC. Coming soon. 932. Anything less to say about that? Oh, Jared definitely made some recommendations. He made a recommendation for an INXS song, which was good. But I think I liked this one better. This is The Band, okay? Now, the album is To Kingdom Come, and it was released in 1989. The song is Mystery Train. Shout out to you, Jared, for sending in this request. this California Zephyr?